Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, August 7th. You'll be interested to know. 78 years ago today, in 1947, Norwegian explorer Thor Heyerdahl's balsa wood raft, the Kon-Tiki, completed its remarkable journey across the Pacific Ocean. After sailing for 101 days and covering approximately 7,000 kilometers, the raft crashed into the reef at Ruroya in the Tuamotu Islands. This daring expedition aimed to demonstrate that ancient peoples could have made long sea voyages, connecting distant cultures. Heyerdahl's successful voyage captivated the world, inspiring a deeper appreciation for human ingenuity and the spirit of exploration. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3+ feet throughout the morning, providing fair conditions. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at 5 mph, helping to keep things manageable. As the day progresses, the winds will shift onshore, leading to choppier conditions later on. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m., with the 1 foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 5 mph. The first high tide Thursday will be 4 foot a.m., with a 2.5 foot low tide. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday presents varied surf conditions. Friday starts with clean waist-high waves, transitioning to fair by afternoon with light west-southwest winds. Saturday maintains clean conditions in the morning, while the afternoon shifts to fair with increasing winds. Sunday brings choppy surf, peaking at 4 to 6 feet, with northwest winds intensifying, making it less inviting for paddling out. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 69 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:43, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:09. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, giving way to haze and mostly sunny skies later, with a high near 83 and a gentle northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with some patchy fog returning, a low around 67, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies with patchy fog in the morning, highs around 78 to 80 degrees, and mostly cloudy nights with lows in the mid-60s through Monday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, residents of Pacific Beach have filed a lawsuit against developer Christian Spicer to halt the construction of a massive apartment complex containing over 100 units on 2 neighboring lots. Protesters gathered outside the proposed site, expressing concerns that the project will exacerbate parking issues, threaten the environment, and encroach on historically significant Kumaye land. The lawsuit argues that the project is too large for the residential area, raising fears about traffic and safety in a high fire hazard zone. While the developer claims to address the affordable housing crisis, critics argue the project prioritizes profit over community needs. Now on to sports. At long last, the New England Patriots showcased a joint practice that inspires confidence. Head coach Mike Vrabel emerged from a skirmish with blood on his cheek, quipping, "You should see the other guy." This practice marked a significant improvement as the team held its ground against the Washington Commanders, who reached the NFC Championship game last season. Players noted a change, with receiver DeMario Douglas stating, "I love what we did today." Despite potential concerns, the Patriots seemed competent and well-run for the first time in years, creating a buzz of excitement among fans. In local sports, last night at Chase Field in Phoenix, the Padres beat the D-backs 3-2. Alan Morihone earned the win with two scoreless innings, while Miller picked up his 21st save. Ryan O'Hearn hit his first Padres homer, tying the game in the ninth. Jose Iglesias singled in the go-ahead run to seal the win. The Padres finished with 9 hits and 0 errors, while the D-backs had 4 hits and 1 error. San Diego's record is now 64-51. Tomorrow night, the Padres clash with the Boston Red Sox at Petco Park for Game 1 of 3 game series. Nick Pivetta is 11-3 with a 2.73 earned run average, facing Walker Buehler, who is 6-6 with a 5.74. First pitch at 6:40. Expect clear skies and 76 degrees. In top news, car-free streets are emerging in cities worldwide as pedestrian-only zones gain popularity. Once filled with parking lots, San Francisco's Mission Rock is transforming into a vibrant waterfront district, featuring wide streets and 8 acres of green space. This area promotes social and ecological well-being, with accessible transport options connecting to Silicon Valley. Similarly, Vilnius, Lithuania is enhancing its eco-friendly public transport, while Philadelphia boasts an extensive trail network. Paris is set to pedestrianize 500 streets, and Dubai plans over 4,000 miles of walkways. Bogota celebrates its Ciclovia, inspiring global pedestrian initiatives, and New York City focuses on pedestrian-friendly developments. In business news, in an intriguing legal battle, Cupertino-based Apple Incorporated has filed a lawsuit against Apple Cinemas, a small movie theater chain that recently expanded to San Francisco. The lawsuit, filed on August 1st in federal court in Massachusetts, claims trademark infringement, alleging that Apple Cinemas misleads consumers into thinking they are affiliated with a well-known tech giant. Apple Incorporated is seeking a court order to stop the theater chain from using the word Apple in its name and is pursuing unspecified damages. The complaint emphasizes that consumers should not confuse Apple Cinemas with a reputable Apple brand, which has significant goodwill and brand equity. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $115,000. Ethereum is up 2% to about $3,700. And XRP is up 2% to $2.97. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Microsoft is actively recruiting top talent from Google's DeepMind, led by Mustafa Suleiman, a co-founder of DeepMind. He is promising recruits a startup-like environment with less bureaucracy and higher pay. Suleiman has successfully hired at least 24 former DeepMind employees, including prominent engineers. This recruitment is part of a broader battle for artificial intelligence talent among major companies. Microsoft is focusing on enhancing its Copilot chatbot, competing against OpenAI's ChatGPT. As both Microsoft and Google expand their investments in artificial intelligence, the competition for skilled engineers intensifies. And in entertainment news, Ice Cube's new adaptation of War of the Worlds on Amazon Prime is a unique blend of science fiction and action comedy. In this film, Ice Cube portrays William Radford, a domestic terror analyst who connects with his children through hacking their devices. The story unfolds entirely on Radford's computer screen as he struggles with parenting after his wife's death. Meanwhile, strange storms reveal meteors carrying data-hungry aliens. The film blends humor and corporate branding, making it both a commercial for Amazon and a quirky narrative. With notification sounds and chaotic moments, it promises to be a wild viewing experience. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and entrepreneur, Thomas J. Watson. And he said, "The way to succeed is to double your failure rate, for in each attempt, we find new paths, and in each setback, growth emerges." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.